Yes, we found that tape of Glynis McCants when she was singing at the Copacabana in New York. We'll talk with her about that when we come back. Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, with us in just a moment. Welcome back to Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, with us. Hey, Glynis, how are you?
Happy New Year.
You too. Was that you really singing?
It should be me singing.
It sounds just like you.
Yeah, that actually is Peggy Lee, but when I used to sing, people always said you sound just like Peggy Lee. So
yeah.
Thank you for the compliment.
It really is. It's simple. So tell me, what is new with you?
Well, it's crazy out there. Yeah, it's interesting when the New Year's happens in the middle of the week, right, George?
It's weird.
It is weird.
I feel like tonight's Friday.
It does. And I actually flew to Las Vegas to bring it in, and now I'm back home.
Was it packed?
It was a zoo. It was like New York City, but in Las Vegas.
I know they shut down the strip.
Yes,
they
did.
You can't get to it.
Yeah. Well, we got lucky. We could see the fireworks from our hotel room.
That's exciting.
So we didn't have to go out on the strip, but it was really beautiful. But still, like you said, it feels like it's Friday.
You didn't coax Charlie into going outside on the balcony, did you?
No, no.
Charlie!
But we had glowing hats and we had family. It was so much fun.
That's great.
Yes.
Well, you've got quite a family.
Yeah, a family of 11 and 33 nieces and nephews. It's insane.
I met one of your sisters when we did our Beyond Belief taping.
Yes, Vanessa.
Yeah, she looks like you, too.
Yes, we all have the same McCants smile and personality, I'd say.
How about that? Enlightening.
So, well, let me tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at a shift, this is what I love about a new year. Of course, it always gives you that feeling of hope, right? And when you head towards the end of a year, especially if it's been kind of a roller coaster, you can't wait for it to be over.
You want it to be, yeah. I was talking about that, how everybody at the end of the year is always saying, God, I can't wait for the new year to start.
Right. They just want a new beginning.
Yep.
And it's absolutely possible. I wanted to say that when we look at the year 2013, here's what you and I had talked about last January. When you break it down, just the world number, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 3 is 6. And I told you that would be a lot about family.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll notice, even in the celebrity world, a lot of people got married. Every time you turn around, someone was getting married or someone was having a baby. So it was definitely about family. But it was also about if someone was doing something secretive the year before, it would be revealed. And I believe the NSA, what we found out about our cell phone and our internet, you know, how much we are exposed more than we ever dreamed. But also the IRS, when they had to come out in May and just apologize.
That's right.
Right. They had literally had to admit that they had targeted some conservative groups. So that, to me, is what that year represented. Like, every time you woke up, you knew there was another story, George.
On and on and on.
Yeah, it really was nonstop. But here's the other thing I really liked. When Benghazi happened a few years ago, we still don't know the answer, but the Boston bombing, look how quickly we got to who did it.
Rock, yeah, that was very fast.
And remember, even the FBI released the photos of the brothers. Like, they wanted us all to get involved and find them. So it was refreshing to see something happen so quickly.
I like that kind of police work.
Me too. Yeah, I like to see some justice. So here's what's going to happen. We are definitely have made a big shift here. 2014. Break it down to one digit. 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 4 is 7. Now, you know the 7 because we've talked about
it. I am a 7.
But 7 means, in the big picture, this is how we all are impacted by it. It's about test of faith. It's about spirituality. And the people, you know, I've said this, where I say you either thank God or thank your God. The ones that are spiritual, there's a payoff in this cycle. There really is. And the ones that are thinking it begins and ends with them, they'll be brought to justice. So I'm looking forward to it, George.
Well, that's good. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing like starting off a new year and being hopeful about
yeah.
it. Are you glad 2013, Glynis, is gone?
I'm thrilled. I'm
Goodbye.
Thrilled. I really am, and I'll tell you why. There's also a streak. When you deal with the energy of 6, things could be going smoothly, and then all of a sudden it just turns on you, and you're like, what the heck was that? Like, you thought you had a plan, and then it shifts on you. This year, it's not like that. This is more about introspection. This is about nature. And, George, I love this story. When you and I spoke in November, I told you Mother Nature is going to have a lot to say this year, right?
Yep.
Well, wasn't it Indonesia where that volcano erupted?
Yes.
Okay, that was the first for them, January 1st, which was the beginning of the year. 19,000 people had to leave. You know, had to flee because of this volcano.
It was a rough year for weather.
Well, I just think that's symbolic of we need to be aware. Like when people talk about the emergency kit, you guys have advertised that, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
It's important this year. Everybody should have a kit. You should not assume that, you know, gee, you hear a story on the news, but it wasn't in your area. This year, just be aware. They're even talking about this storm coming that they think 70 million people can be impacted. You've heard this.
On the East Coast.
Right. So my point is, you just have to be aware of these things. And I would tell you, from a numerology perspective, because 7 deals with nature, the ocean, the mountains, the plants, be aware this year about Mother Nature and be ready.
Glynis McCants is a numerologist. She's not an astrologer. Explain the difference, Glynis.
Well, astrology is when they deal with the planets. There's 12 planets that they interpret. They also need to know exactly what time you were born. It is definitely a science that I respect. But numerology, what I do, it's Pythagoras is the one I follow because there's more than one numerology system.
That goes way back.
It sure does. It's 2,500 years old. And his belief was everything in the universe has vibration. And when you keep it simple, I would say that the numbers are 1 through 9, 1 is the beginning, and 9 is the number of completion. There is more complication to that. You can talk about your master numbers, and there's plenty to be covered. However, those basic number definitions you can find in people, George. And that's why when you find someone who's compatible to you, it's easy. You have a good conversation, you hang up the phone, and you feel good. You talk to someone as a challenge to you, everything you say, you may as well be speaking in a foreign language. And when you hang up, you have a headache. You need to know who's who so you're ready.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. So as we look at 2014.
Yes.
We've pushed 2013 away.
Yes.
A 7-year, explain that.
Okay. Well, what happens? I want people to think of numerology as an onion that has many layers. So the world number is an outer layer, but your personal year cycle is closer to you.
Okay.
Okay, so how you find that? You take your month and day and reduce it to one digit. So let's use you as the example.
All right.
You're 6-4, correct?
June 4, yeah.
Okay, so 6 plus 4 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. You add that number to the world number, which is a 7.
Mm-hmm.
1 plus 7 is 8. So you're going to be in a personal year cycle of 8 this year, George. What that means is monetary, like when it comes to financial stuff, there could be more financial opportunity. It's also a year to take a look at your physical health, you know, check yourself. If mm-hmm. your back feels achy, don't let it slide.
I'm going in for my annual in about 3 weeks.
Perfect. So you are picking the perfect time in the new year, especially cycle of 8, to check your physical body, make sure all is good. The other thing you'll find in the cycle, you'll be more direct.
Me?
Be ready for that, George. You're going to speak your mind, and you'll even be surprised how quickly you say your truth. So I tell people in the personal year of 8, pick your words. You know, just stop and consider, before I say that, how will that come off? Because it's a very honest cycle.
Right.
And so we each go into one, and let me keep it simple. Everybody listening, if they just take their month and day and reduce it to one digit, so if it gets to 11 in this instance, they keep going. 1 plus 1 is 2. Add it to the world number, which is a 7, and whatever number you get, I'm going to just say briefly what it means, George.
Okay.
If you're in a cycle of 1, 1 is about now it's time to get in the driver's seat. If you feel like someone else ran your life, this year it's your turn. If you've entered a cycle of 2, it's about love, it's emotional, it's about trusting your instinct. If you're in a personal year of 3, it's about communication and finding your sense of humor. If you're in a cycle of 4, pick up a book. It's time to educate yourself on what you don't know. If you're in a personal cycle of 5, it moves quickly. It's never a dull moment. So write things down to make sure you accomplish them and travel if you can. If you're in a cycle of 6, good time to look at family. If you were thinking of getting married, great cycle to get married. If you're in a cycle of 7, it's about faith, asking those questions, who am I? What am I? Why am I here? Personal year of 8, it's about, like I said, check out the finances, check out your health. It's a big business year, George. Just be open to that and know it's coming. And then the personal year of 9, it's about clearing that space for new beginnings and getting ready for good stuff. Like if you've worked really hard, you finally get a payoff in the cycle of 9. And it's about letting go of family stuff. If you're hanging on to old pain, release it. So that's the cycles we've entered.
How important is that personal cycle in relationship to the year? that year number?
It's more important because it would be like saying a layer. When I talk about life path number, like I say you're a life path number 7, I could also call it your lesson number. Like your life path, the most important because it's your lesson in this lifetime. But that personal year cycle helps you understand what's happening through the year as you go through it. And it helps you not take things as personally as you normally would. Like if something blows up for you, you're like, wait a second, I'm in a cycle of 8. Now I know what I'm going to do differently. So it's like this wonderful opportunity to get some insights before you deal with anything in this new year.
Okay, I like that.
I do too.
I like that. So let's look at some of the things that could happen in 2014, generally, without the individual involved. What do you see?
Well, I would tell you, like, when you look at this cycle of 7, again, it's about surroundings. It's about your health. It's about introspection. You know, so often we go outside ourselves looking for answers. When the world cycle is 7, it's about spirituality. As a matter of fact, very excited about Pope Francis, because you and I, when he first got in, you talked to me briefly. It was like March 20th. We'll find that at some point. But I described his personality to you, and I said because he was a 3, he was here to motivate and uplift other people. This Pope is beyond popular. I'm sure you're hearing all about him. And Time Magazine picked him as Person of the Year. That doesn't happen, George.
No, not at all.
No, he just got in. And so what's happening, even when he deals with the youth, they love him. And he has such a genuine heart. But I saw that in the numbers. So it's very exciting because there's 1.2 billion Catholics. This man will bring more people to the church because he's not being as judgmental. He's trying to bring it back to Jesus, saying, who am I to judge? That's a powerful thing to say when you're the Pope.
You know, I had a call yesterday during our open line portion of predictions, and one of our callers simply said he sees a scandal bringing down the Pope.
Well,
for some of his, I can absolutely
understand why someone could say something like that about someone who's in such a powerful position. But I also think because he's not the typical, right? He's not saying you're going to burn in hell. He's not doing that. He's saying, look, example, when we talk about homosexuality or gay marriage, he's like, look, that's not my position, meaning I'm not going to judge that. Well, that's upsetting to some people who feel that should be judged. You see? So there will be some people who are upset with what comes out of his mouth. But I'm not worried about that because he's actually in a cycle of 9. When we talk about personal year cycle, the Pope would want to know that. Do you know the cycle of 9 is also about the humanitarian? So I think he will continue to do good work and help people come into the church and have faith, especially this year, George.
Do you see a war at all?
I'm always concerned about that because I think when it comes to all the different individuals we deal with, there's a lot of power play happening out there. And right now, we, the United States of America, we're trying to deal with our home issues, Obamacare. I want to tell you something interesting about that pattern. When I help people, because you've often said, well, what do you cover in a reading? When you name a project, you want to make sure it's compatible to you. Do you know that Obamacare breaks down to the number 5, which is the most toxic number to the president's birth numbers?
It doesn't
Isn't that
work.
Interesting?
Uh-huh.
And 5, this is the downside of 5, but it creates unnecessary chaos. Has there ever been more chaos in a launching of anything?
Oh, it's one of the worst I've ever seen.
It may be the worst. Away, especially when it came to the actual website. Because, listen, the White House, this particular administration, is kind of known for being tech savvy. You know, they've done so well in their campaign.
They did great in their initial campaigns.
Right,
they raised a lot of money and everything else.
Yeah, it's been a real surprise. But that number, like, it's just made me laugh to myself thinking, wow, you should have thought twice before you did that. Like, attaching the name Obamacare itself is not compatible to President Obama, his birth numbers. No.
It's not going to go away, though, is it?
No, this headache will continue. If anyone wants, you know, to know what I think about the actual rollout, here's the biggest mistake that was made. What Obama had to his advantage, especially from those who love him and even those who don't, he could be trusted. Like, he spoke his mind, you believed him. When you say, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And it turns out not to be true. People aren't going to get over that. You see, that's bigger than what happens outside of this country, the Middle East and all that. It's not personal. healthcare is really personal, George.
It sure is.
Yeah, so we're going to see a lot more of that. And the fact that that election, the big election in November, there could be a shift. Absolutely could be a big shift because of this.
You know, it's funny. It's almost like every 4 years, every 8 years, there's this shift.
Yeah.
You know, the people, you know, they run to one end and cheer.
Yes.
And then they run to the other end and cheer years later.
You're right.
It's almost as if none of it works.
Well, and you know what? It does seem like this system is broken. And I think that's what's got to happen. And, you know, if we could just get back to the idea to say we the people, for the people, by the people, if we could really get back to that instead of being cynical and saying there's nothing we can do, I don't believe that. Because when you elect someone, we all do it, George. You know, it's a state issue. We're the ones who send the senator there, right?
Yep.
We're the ones who do it. So we got to get back to thinking we have power so we can fix this system. Because right now it is broken. And it has been for years, not just Obama. It's been for years, but it's really coming to a head at this time.
I've been watching Vladimir Putin, as you have.
Yes.
And he's doing some very strange things. He's letting his enemies, even though they may be okay people, he's letting his enemies out of jail. He's doing weird things. What's going on with him?
Well, this guy, and I have to kind of smile about this, he's drunk with power. I mean, look, this man is a warrior, and he has his own agenda. Do you know that he is born on a 7-day? He's a 7 life path, and now we're in the world number 7? This is a big year for him.
Oh, that's like me then, right?
It's even more. Because you're born on a 4-day, you're a 7 life path. This man's double 7.
Ah.
And the other thing is, this is not a spiritual fella. This is one of those think I'm God guys. So I think we're going to see something happen here. It's not going to go the way he thinks it will. That's what I want to tell you. Whatever his big plan is this year, it's not going to go the way he thought. No, no, no.
He seems to be more vocal this year being last year and now. Yeah. Than ever before.
Well, don't forget, he looked like the negotiator. He looked like a peacemaker when this whole thing happened.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Syria? Where did the gas happen?
Syria.
Okay. Didn't he come in and make it seem like he was helping out?
Yeah. Well, he may have been the guy who got it fixed.
Which is, ultimately, I don't think it'll be true since he doesn't even feel the way we do in the policies that we have. But for that moment, he looked like the guy who tried to fix it. So, it's going to be very interesting to watch Putin. I would keep my eye on Putin, period, this year.
All right. This could be the moment.
Mm-hmm.
What about Israel? What's going on there with Iran?
Well, I say Netanyahu is such a blessing for that country because you want to talk about a leader who has your back. Don't you feel that when he speaks for the Israeli?
Yeah, for them,
this
sure.
This man is all about it. Well, this year, he's gone into a cycle of two, which means using his intuition. Now, when we talk about nuclear weapons and whether or not Iran is building nuclear weapons, what is your instinct on that, George?
Yes.
Of course they are, right?
Yep.
Well,
I've
I'm sure they
it.
Are, too. So Netanyahu knows that. And what he'll be doing this year, he's going to go with his instincts. You know, he's really a good wordsmith. He knows how to put those words together when he makes a speech. But he is going to protect Israel, whatever it takes. He will.
Aren't you? But is Iran dumb enough to use it?
Well, I think it's going to happen this year? No. Do I think they're getting nuclear weapons? Yes. And I think that's a heartbreak for this, for our world. It makes us less safe, not just the United States. Anyone they don't like is less safe.
I think we've been here before, though. I think a long time ago, I think mankind had this kind of capability and misused it. And here we are starting all over again.
That's interesting to see. Can we use it properly this time?
I don't think we will.
I don't think so either. I don't. So, but that's what's happening there. Netanyahu, what I would tell you is he will continue to protect the people. It's not going to be, we'll wake up one morning and Iran's dream of obliterating Israel. It's not going to happen. Not with him on the watch.
We're coming back with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And this will be the moment that we will take your personal calls with her. Okay, we're with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. Glynis, I'm sure by the end of this year, we'll be talking about 12, 13, 14, December.
That's true, 13th. Yeah. That's the final one that does that, right?
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah, because we can't do 13, 14, 15. It doesn't exist. Yeah, so what's going to happen, George, people love that idea of the wedding where you pick a date that is unforgettable. So it's common for someone to go, oh, I'm going to pick 12/13/2014 because they think 12/13/14 sounds good. But for the record, there's a book, Love by the Numbers. You know, I wrote that book. The chapter is called What's the Good Wedding Day for You to Pick? In numerology, that's not a good wedding day. And I mean that. It's a 4-5 day. That means what it looks like is not what it turns out to be.
Yeah.
The 4 is about, okay, you know, we had this plan, but then maybe there was chaos. Who knows what happened? I would not select that date. That could be a good day. Maybe someone who wanted to launch a company, maybe an entertainment company would be great. Mm-hmm. Anything high energy for that day would be good, but not to say I do.
So this is my 11-year anniversary. We started on 1-1. Not bad, huh?
No, not at all. But now, what year was that then?
That was 2003.
So let's look at that. That's fun to see. So you had 2. Do you know that that was an... Okay, you know I do the numerology calendar. That would be an extra sunny day symbol for you.
Really? Now, what's that mean?
In numerology, that means it was the perfect day for you to launch.
Really?
I'm serious. Here's why.
I didn't do it on purpose.
No, you sure didn't. And yet, the actual day was a 1 day. The whole thing adds up to 7. Your natural match category is 157. You have a 1 attitude and a 7 life path. That was a perfect day for you to get started. And look what you've accomplished. Come on.
We're still kicking.
You have a wonderful audience that is so eager to learn. That's what's great. They devour the information that is provided, and it's really exciting.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that. So this is your anniversary.
This is number 11 today.
Your master number 11. So this year is going to be very powerful for you on radio as well.
Well, you know what's interesting, though? I have seen over the past year or two, 1, 11, 11, 11, a lot.
Okay. So you're seeing 11, 11 show up. I have a great story. A lot of your people and audience, they know about 11, 11 because we've talked about it through the years.
Yes.
But I came across an article that I found so interesting. Jennifer Lawrence. She was the Oscar winner for Best Actress. She's a young girl. She's probably, she's 23 right now, but she may have been 22 when she won. It was for the movie Silver Linings. So they were talking about the things she likes to do, and it was called Things You Don't Know About Jennifer Lawrence. One of the things, George, it said when Jennifer sees 11:11 on the clock, she stops what she's doing and meditates the full minute on what she wants. You know that came from Coast to Coast.
It had to. Had to, and it had to come from you.
Absolutely. It came from us having that conversation. But here's what I want people to understand out there listening. That's exciting for them because this is a girl who has had a dream to be an actress. She's already won an Oscar. She may be winning the Best Supporting Actress category this year because she's done very well in this new movie, American Hustle. But more importantly, when she was auditioning, you know, when 11:11 was on the clock, she meditated on, please let me get the part for the Hunger Games. You know how successful that franchise is. She's the lead in that, too.
Yeah.
So I just found it so validating and wonderful to hear about someone with that kind of success who uses 11:11 each day.
That's exciting. All right, let's take a few calls with the time we have left with you.
Okay.
We will go to Hollywood, Maryland. Frank is with us. Hey, Frank, get us going here.
Howdy, George. Glad to be back with you. Thanks for the Frank Sinatra bumper music.
You are welcome.
I was born 1/18/48. And the number 519, can you tell me about the significance of 519? I've made over $10,000 from this number.
Now, what? Say the number again.
519.
Okay.
519.
Fine.
I've made well over $10,000.
Okay.
That's not bad.
From this number. And the thing with me with numbers, I like the structure of a number. Number 4 is my favorite number. My son was born on the 4th of November.
Well, let me tell you something great about what you're telling us, okay? And I'll tell you a pattern that I can see here. You said you were born 1/18/1948. That full date of birth reduces down to the number 5. You were born the 18th. 1 + 8 is 9. Your attitude number taken from the month and day reduced to 1 digit is 1. What numbers were you talking about? 519, 195 are your birth numbers.
How about that? How does that happen like that?
It happens all the time. It's subconscious. Like if people don't know numerology, subconsciously we are attracted to numbers that are who we are. Those are his vibrations, and he says he's made a lot of money with those numbers.
Yep, he has. Now,
but
does
he also said the number four he loves. Well, the four is seeking knowledge, and I will bet you this man is, devours new information. And,
you know, four, because that's my birthday. It happens to have been, since I was a kid, my favorite number.
Number four.
Yep, whenever anybody said, hey, pick a number, I would always pick that number.
There you go. Yeah.
It just
well, that's interesting. You know, I was lucky enough to do the NFL. It was the quarterbacks who wore the number 12 and what kind of impact it had on them and their success. Do you know more than half of them were born on the 12th?
That's
and they wore the
good.
Number 12. So I thought it was really neat to see, again, a number pattern that made sense for their birthday.
Were they successful?
We're talking Joe Namath. We're talking Tom Brady.
All right, I guess.
How about Terry Bradshaw? I mean, they had the three in their birth numbers.
You know your football.
Location.
You know sports, don't you?
I do, but only because I study it. You know, I study it from a numerology perspective, and once you start to see the pattern, you can't help but watch that game. As a matter of fact, my sister Vanessa, the one you met in Colorado, she flew out here because her husband's alma mater is Michigan State.
And they did great. They won the Rose Bowl.
And they were, my sister was here with her whole family in the stands.
I bet they, and my two sisters graduated from Michigan State.
Did they go too?
Yep. No. They didn't go, but I mean, they went to school.
How exciting was that? And remember, it had been, what, was it since the 60s or something?
Yeah.
I mean, they had not won. They hadn't been able to even go to the Rose Bowl.
No, it's always been Michigan or Ohio State out of that region. And this was good. Good for Michigan State.
It was a really exciting game. And what fun for her to be in the stands.
Let's go to Amanda in North Carolina, east of the Rockies. Hi, Amanda.
Hello, George. Happy New Year to you and Glennis.
You too.
I want to know what Glennis sees for me in the year coming.
Give us some info.
1348.
Missed that. Go ahead one more time.
Yeah. 2-13-48.
2-13-48. 496-7731. Come on, Glennis. You're a little, normally you're faster.
Well, thank you, darling. Did I not say I was celebrating in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve?
Ah, now I get it.
Did you think I had hot tea, George? I think I had champagne.
No, I think you probably did a few bottles worth. Huh?
Okay, Amanda. Okay, let's look at you here. You've got the six. So this year, because we really talk about the cycle that you're in, that's something you need to focus on. You've entered a personal year of four, and this really means time to educate yourself. What is it in your life that you really haven't worked on that you know you should? What is it?
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
How about your health? What's up with your physical body?
Oh, yeah, I've got some health issues.
Thank you. So what I'm telling you is this is the year to get some solutions for your physical body because the cycle of four invites you to learn something that helps you. And if you could work on, listen, if we don't have our health, we have nothing. So if you focus on your health, you could have a breakthrough this year. Yes, you could.
Okay. Thank you, Glennis.
You're welcome.
You have a good rest of the year.
You too. Happy New Year.
I'm sure we'll be talking with you before the end of the year, Liz.
Yes. There will be plenty of stories that come upon us.
Do you love numbers?
I do. I want to say I live, eat, and breathe them, but I see numbers in everything, so I can't even separate myself from it. It's such a part of who I am, and I do love it.
Next up, we go to Joe in San Pedro, California. Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, George and Glennis.
Hi, Joe.
I've had a very rough time for the last several years, both emotionally and financially, to the point where I just sometimes feel like giving up. I have a birthday coming up in 2 days. My birthday is 1-4-64. And the second part, I have someone that I've been kind of with for a while now who drives me nuts. But at the same time, makes me feel like $1 million. And the birthday is 5-7-64. I just wonder what you could tell me about that.
Okay. Let's take a look. Well, you know what, Joseph, what's that person's name that you're with?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, you both can be your own worst enemy. Like, you guys are, I'm going to say, since you shared two numbers out of your birth numbers, you probably have a soulmate connection because it would take another number from your name. And what it means is good or bad, when it's over, it's never really over, is it?
No, it's not.
Right. So you need to find a way to compromise because, Joseph, you can be so direct. You'll speak your mind, and then she has something to say about it, and that's where that blowout comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's love here. And I have to ask you something. Any alcohol, anybody overdoing something? Like, what are the bad habits in this relationship?
I've been known to have a few too many once in a while, but on occasion, I'm not somebody. This year I didn't, but usually Christmas or New Year's or something, I'll have a little more than they should.
Okay, and how does she handle that?
Her also. I get very happy when I have a few, and she gets kind of strange.
Okay, she gets moody. So here's my point. Yeah. And, George, here's why I'm mentioning this. They share the number 5 and 7. When a 5 or 7 energy starts to drink or does anything like that, it could be, there's many ways we can escape, but it can hurt the relationship is my point. So this year, since you're in a cycle of 3, this is about finding your sense of humor. Joseph, when you get upset, you get cynical. Mm-hmm. And that cynical is what's making you sad. When you just started this, you told us that you're not feeling good on either level, personal or financial, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to shoot me an email. Just email me and say, this is Joseph. And the people listening, please let Joseph be the real Joseph.
that does happen, right?
As a matter of fact, Joseph, just give me your date of birth again. Just say, it's Joseph. Give me your date of birth, and I'll be in touch with you, okay? Because I can't. What needs to be changed is the way you think.
Numberslady.com. Here's something cool, Glynis. Tomorrow is my son's birthday. And it's his little 4-year-old son's birthday.
Oh, wow.
They're both born on the same day.
Now, when you say tomorrow, do you mean the second?
The second.
Okay, so you mean today.
Well, yeah, right. Now it's flipped. That's
true. Yeah, because here's what I got a kick out of. When I was told I was going to do midnight, I thought, oh, that's lucky because it's 1-2-2014. Do you know that's actually a powerful energy tomorrow, especially because it has the numbers 3, 2, and 1 in it, because the actual day is a 2-day. You take the month and day, reduce it to 1 digit, it's a 3. And then you take month, day, full, and the full year, it becomes 1, because you got 3, 2, 1. Got it? Well, what that means, 1 is ambition, 2 is love, 3 is laughter and communication. You can't beat that energy. And that, by the way, applies to all of us, meaning keep that in mind this month on the 2nd, on the 11th, on the 20th, on the 29th, that's the same energy as today, or what you would call tomorrow, 1-2-2014.
Let's take a few more calls with Glynis. Joe is in Seattle, first-time caller. Joe, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Glynis, I've been in a struggle for truth, justice, and the American way that's been 4 years going, and it's due to end this year. So I'm hoping for a little numerological encouragement.
If I had to say that word that way, I'd quit.
Well, I celebrated a little bit at New Year's,
that's
too.
That's okay. I know. Well, and I also...
11.
You're adorable, but give me your full date of birth.
3-11-1952.
Okay, so you're entering a cycle of 3, 6. You've got... It looks like a 4 life path. You know, Joe, the thing about being a 4 life path, it's based in truth. So if you feel people are dishonest or can't be trusted, it puts you in a bad mood. Like, you'll confront it. You'll call them out, correct?
That's why I'm going to court.
Now, you know what I love? I often say to a 4 life path, they should be a lawyer, because you will present your case. Like, I feel sorry who you're going up against, because you've got your evidence, don't you?
Solid and surprising.
See?
against somebody who is mean to old people. I already have one part of a civil rights complaint, and this is for the whole tamale here. Mm-hmm. And like I said, 4 years I've been at this, and yeah, I feel like I'm going to flush it down.
You're going to have some justice, but I want you to keep this in mind. Since you're in a personal year of 3, this is about communicating from a very pure, humble place. Like, you feel so solid in what you believe right now, but be careful, because as a 4 life path, you're direct, and your directness can sometimes offend people. You don't mean to do it, but some people can't handle the truth, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so I want you to consider that when you present the case, just choose your words carefully, because I'm sure of it. This could be a payoff year for you. Yes, yes, that's what I see.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
All right, good luck to you. Let's go to Bruce in Ripon, Wisconsin. Hey, Bruce, let's squeeze you in here.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Glynis.
Hi.
Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm wondering, you think Iran would possibly slip a nuke to some terrorist groups like Hezbollah or somebody?
I think that's the big concern.
And I think everyone has a right to be concerned, but I want to believe, like even the United States, one thing I'm going to give Obama, even though he came in as the Democrat and he's stopping the wars, he's actually on top of a lot of it, isn't he? Like with the drones. They are always capturing someone who's in charge of a terrorist plot or plan. So that makes me feel better about that question, okay?
Okay, and could you give me a little insight on what I might have to look forward to this year?
What's your date of birth real quick?
3/9/1952.
So let's just see that cycle. You're actually in a personal year of one. That does mean getting into the driver's seat of your life. So now whatever you were doing last year, it's shifting for you. So is it work-related? What are you doing with your life?
Well, I'm disabled. I have some health problems.
Right. But so are you not working right now?
No.
What were you hoping to do differently this year? Just for you personally, what would make you feel better?
Boy, if I could improve my health.
Okay, so I'm telling you, the beauty of being in the cycle of one, the world is your oyster. You have to decide, where's my focus? I say, of course it's on your health. And I want to say something coincidentally, George.
Yeah.
Barack Obama, I don't want people thinking, oh, I've thrown in the towel to say we have to give up on him. He's actually in a personal year of one this year also, which means we might see heads roll. Like Kathleen Sebelius, the woman in charge of healthcare, he may have to let a lot of people go because otherwise he's in lots of trouble for 3 more years. I don't feel that. You see what I'm saying? He's got to shift things. I think he may, because he's in the same cycle as this caller right now. It's a powerful cycle. You decide what matters most and do something about it.
Are you, you know what's so strange about timing, though, Glynis? When George Bush left office, very low popularity. It's higher now.
Well, you know why? Because people had time to think about it. You know, time passes and you realize, wow, that is a difficult job.
Somebody had a billboard up with him one day, had his picture, and said, miss me yet?
Exactly. And again, this goes back to when people say, well, who do you vote for? I have always been an independent. It's not hard for me to assess a situation and decide who to vote for. I've never been to one party, you see, because it's not worth it to me, especially today. You think you know someone, and then you have to watch them as your president and see what they become.
That's true. Glynis, thanks. You have a great new year. We'll be talking to you in this year.
Thank you. And, George, real quick, they can sign up for the free newsletter at numberslady.com.
Numberslady.com. Linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Thanks, Glynis. Up next, the man who looks like Nostradamus, John Hoag on Coast to Coast AM.